And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Polar, Briefcase, and Brody Brigade.
The Beds of the Ministry.
This week our story opens in another hive of industry. Not the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, but in the office of the British Aeronautics Association, where we find the president of the association in conversation with Permanent Undersecretary Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Now remember, Pitkin, that what I'm about to tell you is top secret. Absolutely top secret.
Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
It's so top secret that hardly anyone's allowed to know about it. So don't spread it around.
Oh, no, sir. No, definitely not, sir.
Right, now here we go. Listen carefully. Britain is about to launch her first space probe.
I say.
No, no, you mustn't. You mustn't. I've just told you not to spread it around.
No, I mean, I'm just overawed at the prospect of Britain shooting a man into space.
Not quite, Pitkin.
Not quite, huh?
No, no, we're not sending a man into space, actually. We're sending him to the bottom of the Atlantis Trench in the Atlantic Ocean.
Surely it's normal for a space probe to go, well, up. I mean, everybody else sends theirs up.
Ah, that's just it, Pitkin. We're going down. We don't want to be accused of copying the rest of the world. No, another first for England, by Jove.
Well, if you say so, sir, but where do I come into it?
Well, you don't. Unless you want to volunteer, of course.
Volunteer? Oh, no.
We need someone to man it, Jury. 4 weeks, we'll have a diving bell on the bottom of the ocean floor setting a new depth record. No one in the forces will volunteer. It's too dangerous, Jury.
Did you say dangerous?
Yes, the man we send might not come back.
Oh, well, in that case, I think I got just the man for you.
The heart of a car is its engine, and its lifeblood is its oil. That's why in these days of high motoring costs, it makes such good sense to specify Castrol GTX. Only Castrol GTX has liquid tungsten, Castrol's patented anti-wear compound. It's the finest engine protection there is. So keep your engine and your finances healthy. Insist on Castrol GTX for maximum engine life. For tight-fisted motoring, demand Castrol GTX.
Well, what's the matter, Mildred? You haven't caught your eyelashes in the typewriter again, have you?
No, Mr. Lamb, it's not me. It's Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh. You mean he's caught his eyelashes in the typewriter?
No. He's gone.
Gone?
Yes, he's been done away with.
You mean that he's...
Lennox Brown.
But how? Why?
He left a note. You better read it. Here you are.
Oh. Dear number two and Mildred, by the time you read this, I shall be on my way to a world of darkness. Good heavens. Little did I think that my years of loyal service would be rewarded by being locked away in a steel cylinder. But that is the fate ordained for me by Sir Gregory. How far down I am going, I do not know. But it will be a long, long journey. Goodbye, old friend. Oh, come on, Mildred. You mustn't take it that badly.
But he even knows where he's going. It would be the bad if he was going up, but he says he's going down.
Well, he says he doesn't know how far, but I should think it would be all the way.
Mr. Lamb.
Well, I mean, some of the things he used to get up to. There was that episode with Miss Lusty from the typing pool when he managed to get his...
Mr. Dan, please don't say things like that.
Well, I'm sorry, Mildred. Yes, of course, you're right. You shouldn't. It was the best number one I ever had.
And he was.
Of course, he was the only number one I've ever had. But still...
He was a father figure.
Yes, poor old daddy. I mean, poor old number one. When I think of him sitting there in his swivel chair... Actually, it's rather comfortable. Suits me, doesn't it, eh?
Mr. Lamb swiveling around in Mr. Lennox Brown's chair before the seats had become cold.
Well, the show must go on, Mildred. Someone has to take over, and, well, it's pretty obvious who it'll be, isn't it?
Ah, Lamb, there you are.
Good morning, Sir Gregory. I accept.
You accept what?
The reward for my labors.
You mean you want to be kicked in the seat of your pants?
Kicked? Yeah, aren't you going to make me department head?
Do I look as though I've gone insane, Lamb?
Well, Sir Gregory, what I mean is, now that Mr. Leonard Brown's gone, down below, you'll need someone to...
Oh, I expect they'll bring him up again sometime.
Bring him up?
Yes, and being buried away like that might do him a bit of good, too. Probably lose a bit of weight for a star.
Oh, I can't stand it. I'm going to put the kettle on. See, it just gets on fire.
What on earth's the matter with the girl? Is she demented?
No, Sir Gregory. It's the loss of her father figure. Mr. Lennox Brown, that is.
Well, I'd dash if I can see why anyone should be miserable about losing Lennox Brown for a few weeks. I'm delighted.
A few weeks?
Yes.
But we thought he'd gone forever.
We can get her. He is at present in a British diving bell trying to set depth records in the Atlantis Trench.
Oh, I see.
I'm so glad. Consider yourself lucky you're not a boarder, too.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
You're going to the Department of Works instead.
The Department of Works? Was that for Frederick, for Fotheringham, for Folks?
Yes. Don't you for fancy working for him?
No, Sir Gregory. Anything but that. Oh, couldn't I volunteer to go in the diving bell as well?
You're too late. It's gone. You're to report to Sir Frederick this morning.
Oh, but he's mad. A modern day Attila.
Oh, a delightful fellow, really. Once you get used to his ways, it's not everyone who can stand the sight of so much blood.
Lamb,
I might tell you he can't stand anyone being incoherent.
Oh.
I'm sure you get along very well. Oh, Lamb, do me a favor. Try and make a muck of it.
Come in. Don't stand there bashing the flaming door down.
Good morning.
Rubbish. It's a filthy morning. Pouring with rain. And you standing there bleating about it being for fine. Who are you, man?
I'm Lamb, Sir Frederick.
Oh, no wonder you're bleating. Well, come on, Lamb. I made it for funny. Laugh. All right, enough of... What do you want?
I was told to report to you, sir.
Oh, yes, one of Pitkin's loafers. Well, get this, Lamb. You won't find me as for free and easy going as he is. And if the fellow who doesn't toe the line in my department feels my boot. What do you think about that, eh?
Well, it's a rather nice brown calf with a patterned toe, sir.
Bah! What sort of a fool are you?
What sort do you want, Sir Frederick? I'm very adaptable.
That's something we'll find out. Get along to our personnel officer. Officer is 44, or one foot of floor down. He'll find out what you can do.
Thank you, Sir Frederick. I think you'll find your imp for a surprise.
Yes, I've already had one. You arrived. Now move your face out of here. Out!
Thank you.
so, Mr. Sheepy, what... It's
a lamb, actually.
What is, please?
Well, my name, it's Richard Lamb.
Oh, yes, Lamb. Oh, my apologeticalies. I am knowing it is being some animal or the other animal, but I'm getting myself a bit confusionized as to what animal it is precisely being.
That's quite all right, Mr.
Mukherjee is my name. Rampasad Haribai Funilavi Mukherjee.
Yes. I might possibly get a bit confusionized with that myself.
Oh, indeed, yes. You know, some several people are finding it too much for one full mouth. Now, we must be finding out about you yourself so you can be getting a goodly jobby by this side.
Ah, yes, of course.
Now then, looking by the chart to be seeing what you can be doing. Looking. Ah, yes, there's been one mighty fine jobby for you open.
Oh, yes? What is it?
Tea boy by the Posties Union.
Tea boy?
That is indeed correct, yes. Pleased to be going there right away. And may the bluebird of happiness be flying over your head. But may the tea cozily be on the tea potty by the same time.
All right, simmer down. I said simmer down. Shut up! That's better. The special meeting of the Postal Operatives Union for Fitchley and Fulham, otherwise known as Pooks, is now in session.
What the boss is causing problems again, is it? Happy to kill ourselves with a 20-hour working week.
Now, things haven't got as bad as that yet. But your executive's got problems, lad.
What sort of problems?
Oh, we've got nothing to moan about. Look, we've had 3 pay increases in the past 2 months. I can't call for another until next Monday, at least.
Why not?
Well, fair's fair, isn't it? We're Pooks, not scabs.
What about unhealthy working conditions?
Now, we had that last week.
What about unsanitary conditions? No soap in the basins.
Now, that won't wash. Now, we got to have something new. Well, anyone got anything to say? Well, come on, speak up, someone.
I say, anybody for tea?
Tea? What are you trying to do? Break up this meeting?
I'm sorry. I'm the new tea boy.
That's so. Where's your card, then?
Card? just a minute. Yes, of course. Here you are.
Richard Lamb, SRCGAD, CWCS. What's all that supposed to mean?
Well, of course, that's Richard Lamb, second in command, General Assistance Department, Crunchy Wunchy Club Secretary.
Are you a fully paid up member of the Pooks?
Certainly not.
Right?
Should I be?
Well, you should if you're going to come round here with your tea wagon. You're a spy sent by the management.
No, I'm not.
This
I assure you.
It, lad, I... this is the excuse we want. Down to... If the bosses want a strike, they can have it.
We got 82,000.
Mr. B. Jolson, Company MD, Sandown, Transvaal.
I got 92,000.
Mr. T. Smith, Florida, Transvaal.
Firestone Steel Belt Radial, the long life tire. If you don't get 60,000 kilometers, you've only yourself to blame.
Pick it up.
What are you doing to me,
Pickens?
Sending me that for fool lamb.
What's he done now?
What's he done? He's brought every for fur man out of
Osbike. Every for fur and for fur man?
Yes. For Finchley and for Foreign Postal Union.
Oh.
It started with them and now it's spread to all of the affiliated unions.
Good heavens, what's he done? Sealed off all the post boxes?
He hasn't done anything. That's the fantastic thing about it. He's only been working for me for 4 hours. And he started the biggest labor dispute ever known in my department by doing for feathers.
Yes, well, of course, lambs like that.
Wait a minute. Is this the lamb who poured self-raising for flour all over the French embassy from a helicopter?
Yes, I believe he did. Yes,
the man who sank the foreign secretary's yacht in the middle of the children's paddling pond in Hyde Park.
Yes. That's the chap, yes.
And you send him to me, Pitkin, I'll show.
But what for?
Well, for fraud. For acting under for false pretenses. I'll have you thrown out of the Friends of the Empire Club.
Now, calm down, fathering for folks. Round here, you know, we're not used to people who lose their tempers. Just tell me what all the fuss is about. They're all the fuss is about.
Haven't you been listening, man? The Postal Union have been demanding a formal inquiry into a lamb's activities as a government spy.
What nonsense. Lamb couldn't spy a bus coming around the corner 20 yards.
Well, the unions don't agree. And now the newspaper and radio for fellas are onto it. They're calling him the spy in black pinstripes.
Good evening. Welcome to News News, the news behind the news. News News. This is Arthur Bollett bringing you exclusive interviews with men and women who know and have worked with the mysterious figure whose shadow looms menacingly over Britain's most recent labor dispute. The man now known as the spy in black pinstripes. Here to tell you something is Whitehall Secretary, Miss Mildred Murfin. Good evening, Miss Murfin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
And hello, Mum. And if you're listening, it's me. And it won't take long, so you can start frying them now if you like.
Miss Murfin. We are here to discuss the spy.
I know, but I didn't get a chance to phone me mum, you see.
Oh, I see.
And if she doesn't know when I'm coming, she won't know when to put the fish fingers on.
Yes. I do understand, but you
and
may...
And they're frozen fish fingers.
Oh, I see.
So they take longer, you see. And I can't hang about tonight because me and my Bernard are going to the palace.
Please, Miss Murphy.
Well, I just hope me mum got the message, that's all.
Miss Murphy, tell me.
Eh? Tell you what?
Yeah, I'm coming to that. Tell me, you knew Richard Lamb very well through working with him?
Aye.
Well, did you ever notice anything peculiar about him?
Like his pointed ears, you mean?
Not exactly, darling. Did he act mysteriously in any way?
Well, there was something about him that always struck me as a bit strange.
Yes, what was that?
He always drank his tea from the far side of the cup.
Far side of the cup.
Aye. One day he decided to do it, so he practiced and practiced until he could. And he used to end up with a hooter full of tea sometimes, though. And I remember that.
Yes, I'm sure you do, Miss Murphy. But about his activities, he was in and out all the time, was he?
In and out of the junior executive's washroom, aye.
Oh, Miss Murphy. The unions claim that Mr. Lamb is a government spy. Do you subscribe to that?
I'm not subscribing to anything. We've had two office collections already this morning.
Well, thank you, Miss Murphy. You've been most cooperative and informative.
Can I go now?
Indeed you can.
Righty-o, tar, ever so. All right, Mum, I'm coming.
And now, News brings you the outspoken views. Views of one man who really knows the spy in black pinstripes. His departmental chief, Mr. Roland Lennox Brown, speaking to us from the bottom of the Atlantis Trench in the Atlantic Ocean, where he is an observer on a British diving bell trying to establish a new deep-sea diving record. Mr. Lennox Brown gives us this fine picture of his colleague, Richard Lamb. There we are.
That was the voice of Mr. Roland Lennox Brown. We think. And now we come to the vital question. Where will all this lead? The postal unions are already out. Will they be followed by construction? Transport? Will we have gas problems? Pardon me. Do we face the prospect of another general strike? Will the nation's economy grind to a standstill? Will... excuse me. This message may be important. Yes. The postal unions have returned to work following a no-strings offer of a 25% increase. Mr. Richard Lamb has been made an honorary member. Ah, well, it was a good try. News, signing off.
Virginia.
Fathering for folks here.
Ah, sir, for Frederick.
Ah, Sir Gregory, I thought you'd like to hear the good news. I'm sending Lamb back to you today.
Terribly sorry for fathering for folks, but you just can't do that.
What? Can't do it? Why not?
Well, in terms of the Interdepartmental Transfer Regulations of 1942, indiscriminate transfers of personnel without 48 hours' notice are precluded. Didn't you know that?
What? Fiddlesticks.
Not at all, old boy. It's perfectly true. You can check it up if you like.
But do you mean I've got him for another 48 living hours?
That's right, yes.
But that gives him time to bring the entire Department of Works to its knees. It's cost us such a fortune to get out of the last for Fowler. What can I do with him?
Try keeping him under a general anesthetic. Goodbye, old boy. Keep smiling.
But, Sir Frederick, is it really necessary to chain me to the desk like this?
I refuse to do otherwise until it's time for you to go and blight Pitkin's life again.
But I didn't do anything.
You don't have to. You're a hoodoo. So you're staying here where you can't fiddle with anything.
Excuse me, Sir Frederick.
Yes, Miss Bruffett. What is it?
Would you care to run an eye over these estimates for the repairs to the post office tower television aerial, sir?
Oh, I suppose so. Repairs to aerial for 50,000? What nonsense is this? It's the bar too high.
Well, there's a lot of work needed, sir.
This estimate is still far too high. It'll have to come down.
Very good, sir. I'll get on to it.
And I'll come with you. It's best to leave this lamp for fellow on his own.
Well, that's nice, that is. A great display of faith in my abilities. I'll show them. Hello? Richard Lamb muttering? Speaking.
This is Bulstrode, maintenance foreman. I'd like to speak to Sir... what's his name? The chap who stutters. For fathering and for folks.
You must be out of your mind wanting to speak to him.
I've got to do. Is he there?
No, thank goodness.
Oh. Look, I'm phoning about this post office tower aerial job.
Oh, well, I can tell you about that.
Oh, good. Look, we've got to get some action here. What's the answer?
It's got to come down.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you heard me, man. It's far too high and it's got to come down. That old for fool for Fotheringham for folks used those very words.
It's got to come down. But hang on a
minute. You aren't going to question his orders, are you?
Well, no, but this might get some people upset.
I don't see why. If it's too high, it's too high. That's all there is to it. It's got to come down.
But how?
I don't know. Do you expect me to teach you your job? Just get on with it.
Well, what do I do with it when I've got it down?
Well, then you bring it back here, of course. Where else? Do I sound like a man who doesn't know what he's talking about? I mean, who do you think you're dealing with? A tea boy or something?
Building your mind, we get your plans off the ground. That's what the NBS can do.
You know what your plans are, and NBS knows how to help you build your money for them. Whether it's a car, a pool, your annual holiday, a trip overseas, or anything else worth striving for. So why don't you join us for the security and enjoyment you want from life?
We're behind you all of the way. NBS, all of the way.
MBS, the Money Building Society.
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thripp. There were amazing scenes at the post office tower today when squads of workmen arrived to demolish the television aerial. Asked for their authority, they said they were acting under orders from a senior executive at the Department of Works and pressed on with the erection of scaffolding despite mass attacks by members of the Muppet fan club. There was a dramatic incident when Sir Frederick for Fotheringham for Folks, Undersecretary for Public Works, arrived on the scene. It is understood that he took one look at the work in progress, burst into tears, and frothed at the mouth. As he was led away, he was heard to say that he would be having lamb for dinner. And now we come to the football results.
Chained to a desk, Pitkin. Chained to a desk, and he still almost accomplished a natural disaster. In his own way, the man's a genius. Or a freak.
I'm very glad you think so. You wouldn't like to have him permanently, I suppose.
No, I wouldn't allow you to forfeit your enjoyment of the fellow.
Yes, that's what I thought. You're surprisingly cheerful about all this, by the way.
Well, why not? Everything's turned out for fine. The television aerial's still there, and Lamb's gone where he can't possibly do more harm. We'll pick him up again for you in about a fortnight.
A fortnight? But where is he?
Well, it seemed a pity not to make use of the scaffolding before we took it down. We left Lamb up there looking after the turret.
Firmly entrenched as the man from the ministry tonight was Roger Service. Up in the aerial, the Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Frank Graham.
Script and production by Tom Meehan and direction by Brian Squires. Join us again next week at this time for another half hour of Muddle Through Mayhem with the men from the ministry. Thank you.